Jonathan Tilliff of the Austin American-Statesman published a very long rundown of the event at Texas Southern University in which State Rep. Briscoe Kane was prevented from delivering his speech to the law school's Federalist Society by radical leftists, including TSU's president and State Senator Boris Miles. The story features a long interview with Justin Tolston, the leftist community organizer from Nebraska who takes credit for shutting down Kane's speech. The seemingly professional agitator community organizer Tolston justified his work to lead a shutdown of Kane's speech by claiming that Kane is alt-right, transphobic, and all the other things you'd expect to be lobbed at a traditional conservative Republican. One of the claims against Kane's rather funny and in a broad sense would do nothing but help Kane with the Texas electorate. It reads this way. In his relentless assault on the transgender community, Briscoe Kane filed an amendment to prohibit funds to be used for inmate sex reassignment or gender identity transitioning. So all we learned from the painfully long Tilliff column in The Statesman was that Tolston's every bit as political as Representative Kane and is very happy he prevented the speech, political or otherwise, at a government institution no less, and sees this as a victory. He's happy with it. But anything that would curtail his, Tolston's speech, would of course be racist, bigoted, and certainly oppressive. In other words, we didn't learn anything from Tilliff's story that we didn't already generally know except how involved in radicalism this self-described transplant to Texas is. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.